Okay. So what we saw, let's remember where we're up to, and let's dive in. We have plenty to do today, Rav Osai. Shalom Aleichem, welcome. I'm sorry? Not judging. Okay. So let's remember where we're at, and now, Mirtz Shem, today we'll have the opportunity to tie all the threads together. So what do we see so far? We saw so far we want to come back ultimately to our Tosas in Sukkah, and more than one Tosas in Sukkah, one thread that's a week old and another thread that are a month or two old from Daf Beis. So let's recap where we've been over the course of the last day or two and this morning in Seder. Then let's wrap everything together. We have seen so far in the world of Akiras Davar Min HaTorah, there are two tiers of Machlokas. So there's a wide range of machlokas, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. When the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Tzadi, the Akiras did that Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Akar Devar Min HaTorah B'Shev Val Tasech. If it's just a Shev Val Tasech, Chazal can step in and make a Din Rabban that overrides the Daraisa. They could tell me to not blow shofar because it's Shabbos. They can tell me not shake lulav because it's Shabbos. They can sometimes say, you're not going to put on tzitzit, you're going to wear the beggar that tzitzit, you're not going to bring Karm Pesach, and so on and so forth. All those scenarios the Gemara lists. So now again, machlokas number one was machlokas over what? Machlokas over what do you mean by Shev Valtasa? The Ashkenazim and the Balei Tosas, they say Shev Valtasa means? Yeah? Physically passive, right? Physically passive, I'm not doing anything, I'm physically not acting. While the Sfaradim, the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah, the Ritva in Yevamos, they defined it as right, doing a mitzvah is doing a there. So we have the Balei Tosas to read the Gemara literally. The Gemara for some reason is saying the Chacham can tell me to passively violate halacha, but they cannot tell me to actively violate halacha. They tell me to passively not blow shofar, they can't tell me to actively eat treif. Whereas the Sfaradim who say, no, the Gemara, that's a turn of phrase. What the Gemara really means is what? The Gemara really means is Chacham the right to override a mitzvah, but not to override an aveira. Okay. And then we saw last time, and this concludes our recap, so last time that there's a second machlokas as well that seems to correspond. Machlokas also about not only the question of what, but the question of what because it's thinking about the question of why. How does this Akiras Davar Min HaTorah work? How does the Akiras Davar Min HaTorah work? If you believe, as we seem to, if you believe that in general, when the Torah gave Chazal the authority to legislate Din and Drabanan, it did not include the power to rewrite the Dinim Daraisa, so why is Shev Valtasa an exception? But what were the two approaches? Either you could say Shev Valtasa an exception because, give me one left half the room. Yeah, Ari?
On the Rabban give you a dilemma, choose one or the other, so Shev Valtasa is better.
Gevaldik. Chacham aren't changing anything. They have no right to rewrite. Excellent. They have no right to rewrite any dinim. What they have the right to do is what they always do, make a new din drabanan, forcing me and you and every individual Jew into a dilemma. Solution, I should blow shofar, but I shouldn't blow shofar. I can't, I must, and I can't. And the solution, as you said, is Shev Valtasa. The general halachic principle, the heuristic of when I'm stuck in a dilemma, better to violate halacha passively than actively. Yeah, Yossi.
Yossi
just put his finger on one of the most fundamental points here. You guys, what Yossi just did? We're not ready to fully follow you just yet, but Yossi just, because I'd like to see one or two other things first, Yossi just brought us back home to Sukkah Daf Gimel and Sukkah Daf Beis. Because the other approach is that Chazal actually are rewriting the din. Another approach was they do have the right to be oker when it's a low level din d'oraisa, when it's just a mitzvah say, as opposed to mitzvah lo say. What Yossi's pointing out is that haslacha rabba, happy decision making. Yossi's pointing out is that but rabbeisai. Yossi's pointing out that according to the approach of Balei Tosfos, Chazal aren't changing anything, which might mean that were I Now, according to the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ramban, when I go ahead, when Chacham come along and say, don't blow shofar on Shabbos, don't put tzitzis on your linen garment, the reason why I'm not blowing shofar on Shabbos is because it's no longer a mitzvah. They were mamish okra. It's just a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a din d'oraisa, but not as chamor as an Easter. So they have the ability to override it. Not to override it. They have the ability to undermine it. Exactly. Very good. Right? They actually changed it. I see. Remember, according to the Asfardim, Chazal are actually being okerit. They're mamish being oker the din. They're changing the din. They only have the right to do that if it's a sheval tasa, if it's a lower level din daraisa, a mitzvah say. But a higher level din daraisa, they can't. But in a lower level din daraisa, they're actually being oker. Masha ain't okay according to Balatos, they're not being oker anything. Which should mean, they should have relevance to Rakivi Yosef Schlesinger. I think that's where Yossi is leading us. We'll go there in a minute. But before we go there, that's point number two. Point number one is the following. To appreciate, we spoke sort of like two layers of this machlokas. The machlokas over what Sheval Tasa means, it correlates to a deeper machlokas over why Sheval Tasa matters. So you could push that even further and point out that machlokas in turn, whether or not to invoke Sheval Tasa Adif, that we might be able to explain, perhaps, this is a little more speculative, there might be a third level to the machlokas. It could be we could explain, go even deeper and figure out why would it be that Bali Atosis would explain this phenomenon of Sheval Tasa Adif, and the Sfarim did not. Now, who's being more mechudishdik? In that second level of machlokas, machlokas of the lomdus, chakira, how does it work? Hakir Dabar Shavu Sheval Tasa. Which one's a bigger chiddush? The Sfaradim who say it's Sheval Tasa Adif, who say Sheval Tasa Adif, or the Sfaradim who say the Chazal Mamash being Oker? What would you say?
Sfaradim.
Why?
Because they're just adding a second halacha, and you have to choose the one. But the Sfaradim say the Chachamim are changing halacha.
Right. Very good. Very, very good. Now, according to Ashkenazim, there's no new principle of halacha that we haven't come across before. We know that Chacham have the right to make Dim Drabanan, and we know there's a principle of Sheval Tasa Adif. It's a Mishnah Zvachim, analyzed in the Gemara in Erev, in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. So, it's all working with the pre-existing, we have all the ingredients already, according to Bali Atosis. We know that Chazal can make Dim Drabanan, and we know there's a Din of Sheval Tasa Adif. Just putting it together in a particular way, you get this result. Whereas according to the Sfaradim, this is a whole new concept. Wow, Chacham can be oker certain dinam daraisa? That's pretty surprising. So the truth is, if I had to, in other words, the Sfaradi approach is more mechudishdik. So the question you might want to, as an aspiring lamdan, you might want to ask yourself, when you come across a machlokas, one of the things you sometimes wonder is, why would any given shita say, if you're a Rishon, and you have a Gemara that lends itself to two different possible interpretations, why would I choose this one over that one? So if I ask that Bali Tosis, they'll tell me that mine is much more pashat. Mehecha tesi chazal can be yoke or anything. If you ask the Asardim, though, why didn't you just say Sheval Tasa Adif? What drove you to say the chazal actually mean oker? There was an Amora who said the Chazal can always be Oker. Okay, but this is within the position that in general they cannot be Oker, Davar Minat Torah. So why would you say that here it's based on Akir? Why didn't Rashba, Ramban, Ritva, why didn't you just say Sheval Tasa? Wasn't it easier? Why do you get involved in it? It's a mitzvah, Avera, it's Mamash and Akira. Yeah, what do you say?
Maybe it's not focused on whether they're buying from the level they're right there.
That's a good point. That's what Yossi was driving at, and we'll get to that soon. There does seem to be a machlokas about the nature of drabanans, but that might be the effect rather than the cause. Now, there's mehecha tesi that I should assume that drabanans are so dramatically powerful. So you could be, I have independent proof, right? Or like maybe the Mishnah Chavches. Alternatively, maybe the following. It could be, and this is somewhat speculative, but it could be that only the Bali Atosis are able to say the simpler pshat. Only Bali Atosis are able to say that, oh, Akira's Dover Matoba Sheval Tasa, that's based on Sheval Tasa Adif. Why? Because when you look in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavches, and you read the Ritva and the Tosafot Rashi slowly and carefully, you notice that they seem to be arguing over how real is the rule of Sheva'al Tasa. And we'll get to details in a moment. I will tell you, again, it's somewhat speculative, and you could definitely dingzach, you could disagree, but one gets the impression that Tosa Rosh thinks that Sheva'al Tasa Adif is a good, solid, robust rule about how to deal with halachic dilemmas, but the Ritva seems to have vastly limited it. The Ritva is bothered by a technical kasha in the flow of a Mishnah, and the solution he gave seems to be dramatically limiting Sheva'al Tasa Adif. The primary source for the whole concept of Sheva'al Tasa Adif is the Mishnah in Zvachim, quoted in Erevin and quoted in Rosh Hashanah. And we start talking about that yesterday. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chavches, quotes from Mishnah, I believe, is Daf Pei. Mishnah in Zvachim talks about the scenario where you have blood of two different karbanas getting mixed together, kodem zrika. I still need to do zrika sadam. And on this carbon and on that carbon, and the two containers of blood get mixed. So if they both have the same prescription, they both have the same narmatanus, it's easy. But how about if they don't? I have asham and bechar. Asham requires shtayim shein arba, bechar only requires one. So what do I do? Machlokas Rebbeleizer Yeshua. Machlokas Rebbeleizer Yeshua. Rebbeleizer says, go for shtayim shein arba, go for more. Yeshua says, just do one. What's the machlokas? So first the Mishnah says, well, Rabbi Lezer says, Yeshua, you only do one, it's Baal Tigra. Yeshua says, Rabbi Lezer, if you do more than one, it's Baal Tosef. In other words, either you're doing too much for the percentage of the blood that's Bechar, only requires one, or you're doing too little for the percentage of the blood that's Asham, requires more. You're Yotze either way. It's not Ma'akev to do more than one, but the question is Baal Tigra versus Baal Tosef. So, first, they both make the argument that Baal Tigra, Baal Tosef shouldn't apply in this case, because if I had a cup of blood that was pure asham and I chose to do only one, that's Baal Tigra. Or, if I had a cup of blood that's pure bechar, only needs one, and I chose to do more, that's Baal Tosef. You're choosing to do more to do less, that's Baal Tigra, Baal Tosef. But they each make the argument, it's not that I'm choosing voluntarily, wantonly to do it the wrong way. It's because there's other blood mixed in. If it's bi'atzmo, if it's pure asham, pure bechar, I should do it the way it's supposed to be done. But here there's a tarovis. I'm not choosing to just decide on my own, I'm going to do halacha differently than I'm supposed to do. No! It's because of the tarovis. This is legitimate. This is not Baal Tosef, this is Baal Tigra. A little bit akin to what the Rashba said in a different context. Yes, this is legitimate. I'm not wantonly, randomly choosing to modify the din. There's a real issue here. It's Asham and Bechar mixed together. Okay. Then, after Yeshua makes that, argument, Yeshua says, V'od plus Shema Tassadav. Right? Just do one. So it's maybe it's Baal Tosef, but Baal Tosef b'Sheva'al Tasef. If I do more than one, it's Baal Tigra. Excuse me. If I just do one, it's Baal Tigra b'Sheva'al Tasef. If I do more than one, it's Baal Tosef with a kumvase. Yikes! So if I'm going to choose Baal Tosef, Baal Tigra, Sheva'al Tasef. What does the Ritva ask? How many people saw the Ritva? Okay. What does the Ritva ask? Ritva asks a question. He says, what do you mean? Va'od. We already figured out there's no Baal Tosef, there's no Baal Tigra. You already told me there's no Baal Tosef, no Baal Tigra because it's Betarovus. So Rishua, so what do I now have to explain? Why? What are you introducing Sheva'al Tasef for? A question that really could be answered very simply, as Tosef Rosh does. Tosef Rosh says, he's giving two different answers. I think there's no Baal Tosef, no Baal Tigra at all. In case you disagree with that, even if there is, Sheva'al Tasef. Simple, straightforward answer by Tosef Rosh. There are two different reasons. I'm giving two independent reasons why you should do less. Number one, they probably know about Tosef Baal Tigra. Now, number two, Sheva'al Tasef. Simple answer from the Tosef Rosh. The Ritva gives a very complicated answer. He says, in a chanami. He says that the reason why it's not a problem about Tosef Baal Tigra is because of Tyrovas. Are you worried about Maris Ayin? For Maris Ayin, we say Sheva'al Tasef. Because to do something looks funny is worse than to not do something and it looks like you're leaving out something important. And that we understand well. It's a Gemara in the fourth paragraph of Pesachim. There's more of a problem in Marasayim when you're being active, when you're being passive. Gemara talks about Rabbi David Parham once pointed this out to me. Gemara in Pesachim says, if I'm going to, if it's my minig to do malacha on Erev Pesach morning, but I'm in a place where no one else does, it can be very obvious that I'm violating minig hamakom. No one goes to work Erev Pesach morning. I'm going to work. It's very obvious I'm violating minig hamakom. Right? But if I'm in a city where everyone does do malacha on Erev Pesach morning, I don't. So the Gemara says it's not such an obvious violation of the minig. It's not as noticeable that I'm not, right? It's more, commission is more obvious than omission. More evident. So the Ritva says, look, if you're dealing with Marasayan, to look like you're leaving out something inappropriately is not as bad as to look like you're doing something inappropriate. It sounds almost as though, I can't prove it to you, it may be wrong, but it sounds like the Ritva, you get the impression from the Ritva, like he thinks that Marasayan is just, that Sheval Taz Adiv is just about Marasayans. Because he just limited it to just Marasayan. In a way that he lachar did not have to. It would have been easy to give the Tosfos Rashi's answer and say, no, it's a real din, Sheval Taz Adiv, and it's the alternative. And Ritva like stands on his head to fit it in within this, and this is the major source of Sheval Taz Adiv, is this Mishnah, which the Ritva just took and flattened into just being a rule about Marasayans instead of a rule about real halachic dilemmas. I'm not sure, there may be kash in this, but if it's true that the Ritva holds the Sheval Taz Adiv is just a rule about Hilchos Marasayin, then of course you cannot invoke it in Akiras Dav Min HaTorah. Or Balei HaTosos, represented here by Tosfos Rashi, say, no, Sheval Taz Adiv, that's a real din. That has to do with dilemma between real dinim. So, like, that's why the Balei HaTosos were definitely able to say, invoke Sheval Taz Adiv as an explanation for Akiras Dav Min HaTorah. The Svardim, such as Ritva, perhaps could not. That's point number one. If you got it, great. Again, just to recap a little bit, and then we'll go on to our major motion, which is the point that Yossi was making. Again, we have a machlokas about what Sheval Taz means, which seems to correspond to machlokas about how Sheval Taz works, whether it's based on Chazal actually being oker, but only mitzvahs, or Chazal are not being oker anything, they're creating a din d'rabbanan, and now I have to say Sheval Taz Adiv. Okay, that was step two. Step three, potentially, what that's rooted in is whether or not you think that Sheval Taz Adiv is a rule about conflicts between real dinim or just conflicts between Maor Zayins. If it's true that the Ritva thought that Sheval Taz Adiv is merely, by the time the sugya is over, merely a conflict between Maor Zayins, so then of course you can't invoke it in the context of Akiras Dav Min HaTorah, which is a conflict between real dinim. Okay, that's the one added point. The major added point is what Yossi was pointing out, which is whether or not the Sheval Taz, however you understand the Sheval Taz Adiv angle, but what is clear, that's what no one was pointing out before, the Chachmei Sfarad are telling us that Chazal, when they are Oker Dav Min HaTorah, they are literally Oker Dav Min HaTorah. They actually are undoing it. We hold they're only empowered to do it by mitzvahs, not by Averis, but what they are doing is actual Akira. They are undermining, and not merely practically, they're fundamentally undermining, and not just practically overriding. And that brings us back, Rabosai, that brings us back to a question that we dealt with, that we saw that our Tosas Daf Gimel dealt with, and that we saw two Tosas Daf Beis dealt with as well, which is exactly that question. When Chazal have the right to actually change Dinim Daraisa or not? We spoke about Tosas had spoken about, Tosas Daf Beis Amal had spoken about, had a line that maybe it's inappropriate to say that in the context of a drabbani, maybe it would be inappropriate to say pasul. Not fundamentally pasul, just I'm not supposed to use it. I shouldn't eat in such a sukkah. Remember Tosfos said that on top of Beis Amal, implying that Chazal aren't fundamentally changing the Daraisa realities. And then on the bottom of Beis Amanav, we had seen Tosa had a bit of a line there, like a part of a discussion about, what's it called? Could it be that if something is a problem with Rabbanon, that could affect the language of a Klala Daraisa? Could it be that a Simen Min HaShamayim is working within the language of Dim Rabbanon? And if I shouldn't sin such a sukkah, Omid Rabbanon, does that mean such kishamim kansu simen klala or not? Remember that? So I said it must be, that was a raya, it must be like a male tam, that if a sukkah is waterproof, it's possible in a Torah. Because otherwise, where's the simen klala? Again, assuming that Rabbanons don't have the same degree of reality as Daraisas. I'm mechuyev to keep them, begavra, but fundamentally the thing hasn't changed. If it's just a din drabanan, I can't say that the cheft itself is puzzle. That corresponds very well to the position of Bali Tosus in the sugya of Akira Stavram and Atarim. Bali Tosus are the ones who are saying that Chazal aren't fundamentally changing the din daraisa; they're just adding a drabanan. They can't change the din daraisa. So the two Tosus and Daf Beis Amud Aleph are l'shitasam of Tosus elsewhere in Shas. Tosis in the sugya of Akira's Davar Min HaTorah. Whereas our Tosis over here on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph corresponds to the Shita of the Sfardim in the sugya of Akira's Davar Min HaTorah, because remember our Tosis over here lines up with the position of Rabbeinu Yonah the Svardi, that when Chazal are Oka Davna Torah, you're Mamish Potter. Remember that Rabbeinu Yonah? If they said don't say Kriyashma after Chatzos, it means even if you said Kriyashma after Chatzos, it's worthless. Because they not just they told you don't do it, and Mimela I have to Beshev Al Tasa listen to that, but as the Rabbeinu Yonah said in Brachos, Patru! They mamish made you patru. You no longer have a mitzvah to say Kriyashma after Chatzos. And if you will, it won't even count. Because they changed the rules. You missed your, even if you'll say Kriyashma after Chatzos, you min haTorah missed your chance. You even min haTorah did not say Kriyashma tonight. Because it didn't count. Because Chazal were actually okeret. And that again plays into the question of shofar on Shabbos. If a Kiv Yosef Schlesinger is blowing shofar on Shabbos, should we go listen or not? Our going to listen is not going to cause him to do it. He's going to do it anyways, whether we go or not. Should we stand outside and listen? Depends. If you're like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban Raj Baritvin, the Sugya Akira's Davin HaTorah, that's what Yossi said. Imam Shiva Okerit. They're Imam Shiva Okerit because it's a mitzvah. They're able to be Okerit. The Okerit is gone. What are you doing? It's like blowing shofar on today. It's garnished. Chazal erased the din daraisa, according to the approach of Ben Yonah in the sugya of Kriyashma, and according to the Rajba and the Ritz of the Ramban here in the sugya of Akira's Dhamma. That's exactly, as Yossi and Noam pointed out, that's exactly what they're saying. They're mamish oker. So then luchora, that means there's nothing left. That means if you're going to do it, you not only did you violate the Rabbanan, you didn't even get the daraisa, because the daraisa is erased. It's gone. Whereas according to the Bali Tosfos, no, I'm not supposed to do it. It's wrong to do it. But if I did do it, I violated the Rabbanan, and I was Mekayma Daraisa. It was a bad call. It was a wrong call to make. It was not a good trade-off. But it is true that I both, according to Bali Tosfos, I both violated Rabbanan, but it also was Mekayim a Daraisa. So that should play itself out. You'll remember that we spoke about some time ago about a Rambam. We on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we spoke about a Rambam. Remember that Rambam that the Nesivos gets all excited about? Rambam Hilchas Mechira, who says that Diyum Drabanan, that the Nesivos saw in a Rambam Hilchas Mechira that Diyum Drabanan are just begavra. Rambam saw in that Nesivos saw in that Rambam that if I sold you trade for food, trade for not Torah, even if you ate it, it's mamish, it's the wrong item. So it's a mekach tells you to get your money back. Even if you can't return it for refund because you already ate it, you still get a refund. But the Rambam said, but if it's just an Eser Drabanan, if you didn't eat it yet, you're not allowed to eat it, so give it back, get a refund. But if you already ate it, what's done is done. Why? So the Nesiva said, because apparently Daraisas are mamish fundamentally also. Drabbanans is just a question of what I can and can't do. But Chazal haven't changed the underlying reality. That corresponds again to this approach. Now we're seeing more and more, this is, as I said, a very, very wide-ranging machlokas harishon. And I should tell you, at the time when we learned that Rambam on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, I told you there's a Tosfos, there's a Gemara in Chulin, but we're not going to get to it. We'll get to it right now. Let's talk about it right now, and then everything will be tied up in a very neat bow. I'd be glad to take questions. And if I could ask you for your marker in a moment, that would be lovely. Or if anyone else has a marker, that would be marvelous. There's a Tosfos.
You have any marker from the office?
Do you think that'll work better?
They have like 10 boxes. They,
indeed they do. Indeed they do. Do you want to run really quickly? There's a Gemara in Chulin. First, if there are any questions of understanding what was said, not Taita questions, understand what was said. Mayor?
Could Rabbi explain again
is that you?
Could Rabbi explain again how this applies to the case of Schlesinger?
Sure. Well, let's recap again where we've been. Let's recap again where we've been, and then we'll add the final twist. Let's recap again where we've been. In the world of... We began with... Let's now go in order. We began with our Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, but our Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, most pointedly, raised the issue of, if Chazal oka davar min haTorah, and I ignored what they said and I did it anyways. I did the Daraisa. I ignored the Drabbanan. Was I yotze the Daraisa or not?
No.
Right? Yeah. So Tosfos said, no, the Daraisa is gone. Gone with the wind. They made it in Drabbanan, don't do it. The Daraisa is gone with the wind. Either in a more mild case, like they said, min haTorah, you could have been yotze sukkah this way. And the Drabbanan, they said, you're not allowed to sit that way. That means they actually erased, thank you very much. They, oh, two colors. They erased the whole din Daraisa. Thank you very much. They erase the whole din daraisa. That's what our Taisa says on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. That's relevant to also in Mamasha case Akira's Daf Min haTorah, like a Rekiviyos of Schlesinger, right? Or like the Kriyashma that Rebbe Yonah talks about. If they told me don't say Kriyashma after Chatzos, or they told me don't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, if I did it anyways, that was wrong to do. Was I at least Makayim? Is there any daraisa kiyum? Yes, yeah, so that's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank had a discussion about Mikrai Kodesh. What should we do? Rabbi Yisrael Schlesinger wasn't asking that Shaila. He assumed that what he was doing was right. If we hold that what he's doing is wrong, should we go listen or not? Right? Or Ben Yonah, I miss Chatzos. He says, don't bother saying Kriyashma. You're not allowed to say Kriyashma. And if you did, it sounds like it's a zero. Because Chazal pottered you from Kriyashma. They deleted it. That's an issue. That's a Ben Yonah in Brachas corresponds to our Tosfos here, Sukkah Daf Gimel, in understanding that when Chazal said, don't do the Daraisa that way, it means even if I did it, not only did I do the wrong thing, there was not even any Daraisa Kiyum remaining. They actually deleted, that's where we started, with Rabbi Yonah in Brachas, Tosfos and Sukkah, and then the interesting open question about shofar on Shabbos. So we appreciate that more. We appreciate, again, that was the opening question. Is there any kiyum daraisa in a situation where it's asur midrabanan? Right. So, Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel, and Rebbe Yonah in Brachas Daf Aleph, Daf Aleph Daf Erev. They had both said there's nothing left. There's not much, nothing left. Right, and that's something that Achron have been methabal about. If you look in the back of your Gemara, if you have the MTA issued Gemaras, the newest Talmuds. Look in the Otzer Achronim, they tell us Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this also. As a matter of fact, after they give you all the extra Tosfos, the very, very last section, Otzer Achronim, after the additional Baliyat Tosfos, this is Mamash, I think it's the very last section of your Gemara. looking on page Nun Vav. They quote from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who disagreed. This is Oslam and Chesna Otsacharim. They quote Drush Vechish Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Nira de Gado Hatokea, the shofar, Beshabbos, Ki Mitzvah Shofar. El de Avra Lesser Shvos. He says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, if you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, you did the wrong thing, you have to do tshuva, but there was a Kiyum Daraisa. A Kiyum Daraisa you should not have had, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger seems to say, it does work. The one way of phrasing this, well, they quote the Kabbadish Kashaisa says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is against all the Rishonim, what's going on? Not against all the Rishonim. Because the truth is, this issue is the same as a question of Mahu Biur of Akira Veshev Al Tassim. That question of what's going on? How do you understand the engine of Akira Veshev Al Tassim? So he said, well, we said there are two ways of looking at it, right? There's the Sephardi way, there's the Ramban. We didn't see Ramban inside, but there is a Ramban, but we saw the Raj and the Ritva. They say, Akru Mamish, Avorak, Mitzvah Sase. And as we come to the question of how you define Shabbat versus Tosfos Yibamis, Rashi and Nazir, they say, Lo Akru Klum. El Kol Echad Echad Omer Shtevel Tassad.
Where's the Rambam?
Sorry?
Where's the Rambam?
Good. Now let's come to the third question, which is the most fundamental question of all. So this, we're building the board conceptually backwards, but chronologically forward, because we're building in the order that we just went. But the you can think of again to the roots of it is best way, if not the most elegant way of putting it. Hey, Din Rabban Nogim Lechavtza. Do Din Rabban actually sink? Are they fundamental? Are they actually changing the fundamental realities? So that's our question. So the Nesivos said no. Based on Rambam, said no. Rak Begavim. It's not a fundamental shift. So that's why you say, yeah, then they're not being okur anything. And that's why you say, like, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, nothing changed. Fundamentally, there still is a mitzvah d'oraisa. I shouldn't do it. Behaviorally, things changed. But in terms of the fundamental metaphysics of, is there such a mitzvah? The mitzvah still exists. Because Chazal set up a system, said, made enough deemed rabbanon, that practically speaking, I shouldn't be doing that mitzvah. The mitzvah exists. Were I to go listen, right? Were I to go listen, there would be something to it. Whereas with this we close. Is this blocking anyone's vision of the? Is the shtender blocking on the side of the board? I'm sorry. Should you move this other? Thank you. Baruch Hashem for wheels. Okay. Now, there is a famous, more recent Akron who dealt with this question directly and debated the Ritva. The Ritva had been...
Wait, what is the question?
The third question is, are Dinim Drabanan, do Chazal have the power to, are they empowered to, when they make a Din Drabanan, does it actually change the underlying reality? So the Nesiva said, no, every Isser Drabanan is only Isser Gavra. It's not actually treif, it's just I'm not supposed to eat it. And so that's why Nesiva, remember, said, if I eat it, Bishogig, I didn't do anything wrong. Because it's a problem, it's an attitude issue. You're being moored against Chacham, that's wrong. I wasn't being moored. I thought I didn't realize there was a problem. So that's what Nesiva said based on that Rambam. And that was accepted for a good 150 years or so. That the Yisroel Rabbanan are begavra. Ad Shaba Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel wrote a brilliant Polish achron. He lived in early 20th century Poland, pre-war Eastern Europe. He was like a mamash of mein hamizgaber, such like a unquenchable creativity. Like when he wrote svarim, he was always like overflowing with rias and svaris and so much so that when he would write, there are some of his svarim in the table of contents, there are whole new chidushim and rias and kashas because he sat down to write his table of contents and had more to say. He probably sat down to write the table of contents after. The Sefer itself had already been, the type had been set for the Sefer itself. They just stuck it into the table of contents. It's like a funny thing. It's like such a mein hamizgaber. So he's a sort who will give you, to prove, they'll give you 17 rias to prove something. So in Asman Daraisa is actually called Asman Daraisa is Aramaic for Osios HaTorah. Here I say introduction, I called my Sefer Asman Daraisa. He has a Sefer called Lekach Tov. Called Lekach Tov because he had 17 topics he was publishing on, and Tov is Begematria 17, and Tov al Torah, so Shai Lekach Tov, because it's 17 shtekel kind of. He says, this Sefer, introduction, I called my Sefer Osios HaTorah, Asman Daraisa, because I have 27 simanim here, it's 27 different topics, as you see, goes to Chavzayin, and as you know, there are 27 letters in the Aleph.
22 plus.
Exactly, plus Manathbach. The Lomdash Chiddush even in the title. The five Sophios. He's assuming that the Sophios are separate letters, which is a good clair in Melechas Kosid. But in Simon Vav of the Sefer, a little bit in Simon Yid also, he deals with this question. And he reopens the question, are we so sure that Din Drabanan, that when Chazal make Drabanans, it doesn't impact the core essence of the item? That was accepted since the Nesivas. But Rabbi Yosef Engel had a raya from a Tosafot of Sugya and Chulin that in fact is not the case. And that raya got picked up by Rabbi Yochanan quotes him, and the Stipler quotes him in Zeram, and that became, Achronim after him became open to the idea, and as we've seen, that's really an idea that cuts across a lot of topics. The notion that Chazal's power goes very deep. That when they legislate Din Drabanan, they're actually changing something at its core. He demonstrates, I wanted you to look into it on your own, but he demonstrates based on a Tosfos and Hulin, that when the Chachamim made the Din Drabanan of Demai, if I buy fruits and vegetables from an Am Haaretz who perhaps did not take of Masos properly, Min HaTorah I should be allowed to eat it because most Am Haaretz take of Masos. But since it's a significant minority that don't, the Drabanan got to take a monster again. And when leaving out all the cheshbonos, he demonstrates, at least according to Tosos, that if I go ahead and eat demai, even if it turns out, even if the truth is that the guy did take off monster, I still violated Din Drabanan. That's absolute. And that Din Drabanan is considered to be mamish trait. It's a sort of thing that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would see to it that the tzaddik wouldn't violate by accident, which Tosafot says is a telltale sign that it's an Isser Chatzon. You put all the pieces together, and it's while the Nesivas had a Rambam that indicated, oh, Isser Drabanan is the Gavra, and that corresponds to these approaches, that the Akira Tama Torah is not fundamental, they're not in Oker, and therefore, if I did blow a shofar on Shabbos, it was a Kiyum. And the Asim Daraisa points that night everyone holds that way. Now he just meant that as you see from here that they do, I would say it makes Machlokes Rambam Tosfos. And maybe the Tosfos and Chulin correspond to our Tosfos and Sukkot.
What does the Otan Daraita say?
As opposed to
yes.
The Tosas and Sukkah Daf Beis, they seem to assume that Drabanas are not the Chetza. This corresponds to Sukkah Daf Gimel, who said that Issurin Drabanan. It sounds like Machlokas by Tosas within the Masechta, whether Issurin Drabanan are the Chetza or not. And our Tosas very clearly takes the position that's mostly Sari, that Chazal Mamad their Oker Davar Matar and Mamish changed all din. And that brings us back to Noam and Yossi said before. If you hold that Kiryat HaMatari is the stronger, more robust version, only mitzvah say that a mamish being okar it, so then there's nothing left. There's nothing left. If you did it, you didn't even get any key of Daraisa. Like when Yom writes to Brachos, like Tosis Sukkah says right here, and that's all rooted back, again, in the Tosis and Chulit, the approach that Din Drabanan are, but the stronger understanding, the more ambitious understanding of the power, the depth of the authority of Chazal to make Din Drabanan. Not just to make rules we have to keep, but mamish to change the core realities on a fundamental level. This wraps up this sugyot. We'll have plenty of Chazal.
I'm glad to answer the questions.